Civil Disobedience by Henry David Thoreau. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Civil Disobedience is an essay by Henry David Thoreau that was first published in 1849. In it, Thoreau argues that individuals should not permit governments to overrule or atrophy their consciences, and that they have a duty to avoid allowing such acquiescence to enable the government to make them the agents of injustice. He writes that if the machine of government is of such a nature that it requires you to be the agent of injustice to another, then, he says, I say, break the law. Thoreau's essay has influenced many prominent civil rights activists, including Martin Luther King, Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi. The essay is based on a lecture Thoreau delivered in 1848, titled, Resistance to Civil Government. In it, he argues that people should not permit governments to overrule or atrophy their consciences, and that they have a duty to avoid allowing such acquiescence to enable the government to make them the agents of injustice. He also argues that people should not allow governments to make them the agents of injustice by simply obeying their laws and accepting their authority without question. He writes that if the machine of government is of such a nature that it requires you to be the agent of injustice to another, then, he says, I say, break the law. Thoreau's essay has been influential in the development of many prominent civil rights activists, including Martin Luther King, Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi. King was particularly inspired by Thoreau's essay, citing it as a major influence on his own civil disobedience movement. Gandhi also drew inspiration from Thoreau's essay, and used it as a basis for his own civil disobedience movement in India. Thoreau's essay has also been cited by many other prominent civil rights activists, including Rosa Parks and Nelson Mandela. In conclusion, Civil Disobedience is an essay by Henry David Thoreau that was first published in 1849. In it, Thoreau argues that individuals should not permit governments to overrule or atrophy their consciences, and that they have a duty to avoid allowing such acquiescence to enable the government to make them the agents of injustice. He also argues that people should not allow governments to make them the agents of injustice by simply obeying their laws and accepting their authority without question. The essay has been influential in the development of many prominent civil rights activists, including Martin Luther King, Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The duty of civil disobedience. Thoreau argues that citizens have a moral obligation to disobey unjust laws and governments, and to take action against them if necessary. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that citizens have a moral obligation to disobey unjust laws and governments, and to take action against them if necessary. He believes that individuals should not blindly follow the laws of their government, but should instead use their own moral judgment to determine whether or not a law is just. Thoreau argues that if a law is unjust, then it is the duty of citizens to disobey it and to take action against it. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the government. Thoreau also argues that citizens should not be afraid to take action against an unjust government, even if it means going to jail or facing other consequences. He believes that it is better to suffer the consequences of standing up for what is right than to remain silent and allow injustice to continue. Thoreau's essay is a powerful call to action for citizens to take a stand against injustice. He argues that citizens should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the government. He believes that it is better to suffer the consequences of standing up for what is right than to remain silent and allow injustice to continue. Thoreau's essay is a powerful reminder that citizens have a moral obligation to disobey unjust laws and governments, and to take action against them if necessary. Main idea number 2. The power of the individual. Thoreau emphasizes the power of the individual to make a difference in society, and encourages people to take a stand against injustice. Thoreau argues that individuals have the power to make a difference in society, and that it is their moral obligation to do so. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He encourages people to take a stand against injustice, and to be willing to suffer the consequences of their actions. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against the wrongs of society, and that they should be willing to take a stand for what is right. He also believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to make a difference, and that they should not be afraid to challenge the status quo. Thoreau's message is that individuals have the power to make a difference, and that they should not be afraid to use it. Thoreau's idea of the power of the individual is still relevant today. In a world where the majority often dictates what is right and wrong, it is important to remember that individuals have the power to make a difference. We should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. We should be willing to take risks in order to make a difference, and to challenge the status quo. We should also be willing to suffer the consequences of our actions, and to speak out against the wrongs of society. Thoreau's message is still relevant today, and it is important to remember that individuals have the power to make a difference. Main idea number 3. The right to protest. Thoreau argues that citizens have the right to peacefully protest against unjust laws and governments. Thoreau argues that citizens have the right to peacefully protest against unjust laws and governments. He believes that it is the duty of citizens to stand up for what is right and to oppose what is wrong. He states that it is not only the right, but also the responsibility of citizens to resist laws that are unjust or oppressive. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the majority. He argues that it is better to be in the minority and stand up for what is right than to be in the majority and go along with what is wrong. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to take a stand and to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau also argues that citizens should not be afraid to take action against unjust laws and governments. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to take a stand and to actively oppose what is wrong. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to take action, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to take a stand and to actively oppose what is wrong, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau's argument for the right to peacefully protest against unjust laws and governments is an important one. He believes that it is the duty of citizens to stand up for what is right and to oppose what is wrong. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to take a stand and to actively oppose what is wrong, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that citizens should not be afraid to take action, even if it means going against the majority. His argument for the right to peacefully protest is an important one, and it is one that should be taken seriously. Main idea number 4. The necessity of nonviolence. Thoreau advocates for nonviolent civil disobedience as a means of achieving social change. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that citizens must not allow governments to overrule or atrophy their consciences. He believes that citizens must be willing to disobey unjust laws and to accept the consequences of their actions. Thoreau advocates for nonviolent civil disobedience as a means of achieving social change. He argues that it is not only morally right, but also necessary, for citizens to disobey laws that are unjust or oppressive. Thoreau believes that civil disobedience is the only way to bring about meaningful change. He argues that citizens must be willing to take a stand against oppressive laws and to accept the consequences of their actions. He believes that civil disobedience is the only way to ensure that governments are held accountable for their actions. He also believes that civil disobedience is the only way to ensure that citizens are not oppressed by their governments. Thoreau's argument for the necessity of nonviolence is based on the idea that violence only begets more violence. He believes that violence is not an effective way to bring about social change. He argues that nonviolent civil disobedience is the only way to ensure that governments are held accountable for their actions and that citizens are not oppressed by their governments. Thoreau's argument for the necessity of nonviolence is still relevant today. In an increasingly globalized world, citizens must be willing to take a stand against oppressive laws and to accept the consequences of their actions. Nonviolent civil disobedience is the only way to ensure that governments are held accountable for their actions and that citizens are not oppressed by their governments. Main idea number 5. The value of self-reliance. Thoreau encourages individuals to be self-reliant and independent, and to rely on their own judgment rather than the judgment of others. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau encourages individuals to be self-reliant and independent, and to rely on their own judgment rather than the judgment of others. He argues that by relying on ourselves, we can make decisions that are more meaningful and beneficial to our lives. He believes that by relying on our own judgment, we can make decisions that are more in line with our values and beliefs, and that will ultimately lead to a more fulfilling life. Thoreau also argues that by being self-reliant, we can become more creative and innovative. He believes that by relying on our own judgment, we can come up with new ideas and solutions to problems that may not have been considered before. He also believes that by relying on ourselves, we can become more independent and self-sufficient, and that this will lead to greater freedom and autonomy. Ultimately, Thoreau believes that by being self-reliant and relying on our own judgment, we can become more empowered and in control of our lives. He believes that by relying on ourselves, we can make decisions that are more meaningful and beneficial to our lives, and that this will lead to a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 6. The importance of conscience. Thoreau argues that individuals should follow their conscience and act according to their own moral code, even if it goes against the law. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be bound by the laws of society, but instead should follow their own conscience. He believes that individuals should act according to their own moral code, even if it goes against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau emphasizes the importance of conscience and argues that individuals should not be afraid to follow their own moral code, even if it goes against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Thoreau's argument for the importance of conscience is that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. In conclusion, Thoreau argues that individuals should follow their conscience and act according to their own moral code, even if it goes against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what they believe in, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the law. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. Main idea number 7. The need for reflection. Thoreau encourages individuals to take time to reflect on their actions and the consequences of their actions. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau encourages individuals to take time to reflect on their actions and the consequences of their actions. He argues that it is important to take a step back and consider the implications of our decisions, and to think about how our actions will affect others. He believes that by taking the time to reflect, we can make more informed decisions and be more mindful of our actions. Thoreau argues that reflection is essential for personal growth and development. He believes that by reflecting on our actions, we can learn from our mistakes and become better people. He also believes that reflection can help us to become more aware of our own biases and prejudices, and to be more open-minded and tolerant of others. He encourages us to take the time to think about our actions and to consider the consequences of our decisions. Thoreau's call for reflection is still relevant today. In a world where we are constantly bombarded with information and decisions, it is important to take the time to reflect on our actions and to consider the implications of our decisions. By taking the time to reflect, we can make more informed decisions and be more mindful of our actions. Reflection can help us to become better people and to be more open-minded and tolerant of others. Main idea number 8. The power of refusal. Thoreau argues that individuals have the power to refuse to comply with unjust laws and governments. Thoreau argues that individuals have the power to refuse to comply with unjust laws and governments. He believes that it is the moral responsibility of citizens to disobey laws that are unjust or oppressive. He states that, it is not too soon for honest men to rebel and revolutionize, and that, it is time that we wake from our slumber and see the wretchedness to which we are reduced. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right and to challenge the status quo. He argues that it is better to be in jail for a just cause than to be free and complicit in an unjust system. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand and to refuse to comply with laws that are unjust or oppressive. He believes that individuals have the power to make a difference and to create change. Thoreau also argues that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to challenge the status quo and to speak out against laws that are oppressive or unjust. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right and to challenge the powers that be. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand and to refuse to comply with laws that are unjust or oppressive. He believes that individuals have the power to make a difference and to create change. Thoreau's argument is that individuals have the power to refuse to comply with unjust laws and governments. He believes that it is the moral responsibility of citizens to disobey laws that are unjust or oppressive. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right and to challenge the status quo. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand and to refuse to comply with laws that are unjust or oppressive. He believes that individuals have the power to make a difference and to create change. Main idea number 9. The role of government. Thoreau argues that governments should be held accountable for their actions and should not be allowed to act with impunity. Thoreau argues that governments should be held accountable for their actions and should not be allowed to act with impunity. He believes that governments should be held to the same standards as individuals, and that citizens should not be expected to obey laws that are unjust or oppressive. He also believes that governments should be transparent and accountable to the people they serve. He argues that citizens should be able to question and challenge the government's decisions, and that governments should be willing to listen to the people's concerns and respond to them. He believes that governments should be held to the highest standards of justice and fairness, and that citizens should be able to trust their government to act in their best interests. Thoreau also argues that governments should be held to the same standards of morality and ethics as individuals. He believes that governments should not be allowed to act in a way that is immoral or unethical, and that citizens should be able to trust their government to act in a way that is consistent with their values and beliefs. He also believes that governments should be held to the same standards of accountability and transparency as individuals, and that citizens should be able to trust their government to act in a way that is consistent with their values and beliefs. Finally, Thoreau argues that governments should be held to the same standards of responsibility and accountability as individuals. He believes that governments should be held responsible for their actions and should not be allowed to act with impunity. He believes that citizens should be able to trust their government to act in a way that is consistent with their values and beliefs, and that governments should be held accountable for their actions. Main idea number 10. The necessity of resistance. Thoreau argues that individuals should resist unjust laws and governments, and should not be complacent in the face of injustice. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be complacent in the face of injustice. He believes that it is the duty of citizens to resist unjust laws and governments, and to stand up for what is right. He argues that it is not enough to simply obey the law, but that citizens must actively work to ensure that the laws are just and fair. He believes that it is the responsibility of citizens to challenge laws that are oppressive or unjust, and to work to create a more equitable society. He also argues that individuals should not be afraid to take a stand against injustice, even if it means going against the majority opinion. Thoreau believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, even if it means going against the majority opinion. He argues that it is important to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the grain. He believes that it is the responsibility of citizens to challenge oppressive laws and to work to create a more equitable society. He also argues that individuals should not be complacent in the face of injustice, but should actively work to ensure that the laws are just and fair. Thoreau's argument for the necessity of resistance is an important one, and one that is still relevant today. In a world where injustice and oppression are still rampant, it is important to remember that individuals have the power to make a difference. By standing up for what is right, and actively working to create a more equitable society, individuals can make a real difference in the world. Main idea number 11. The power of withdrawal. Thoreau encourages individuals to withdraw their support from unjust laws and governments, and to refuse to cooperate with them. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau encourages individuals to withdraw their support from unjust laws and governments, and to refuse to cooperate with them. He argues that it is the moral duty of citizens to disobey laws that are immoral or oppressive. Thoreau believes that by withdrawing their support, citizens can bring about meaningful change and create a more just society. He writes, "If the injustice is part of the necessary friction of the machine of government, let it go, perchance it will wear smooth, certainly the machine will wear out. If the injustice has a spring, or a pulley, or a rope, or a crank, exclusively for itself, then perhaps you may consider whether the remedy will not be worse than the evil, but if it is of such a nature that it requires you to be the agent of injustice to another, then, I say, break the law." Thoreau's idea of the power of withdrawal is based on the idea that individuals have the power to create change by refusing to cooperate with oppressive laws and governments. He believes that by withdrawing their support, citizens can send a powerful message to those in power and create a more just society. He writes, "Unjust laws exist. Shall we be content to obey them, or shall we endeavor to amend them, and obey them until we have succeeded, or shall we transgress them at once? Men generally, under such a government as this, think that they ought to wait until they have persuaded the majority to alter them. They think that, if they should resist, the remedy would be worse than the evil. But it is the fault of the government itself that the remedy is worse than the evil. It makes it worse." Main idea number 12. The need for reform. Thoreau argues that individuals should strive to reform unjust laws and governments, and to create a more just society. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that individuals should strive to reform unjust laws and governments, and to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not blindly obey laws and governments that are unjust, and that they should instead take a stand against them. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and to take action to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and to take a stand against oppressive laws and governments. He also believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society, and that they should be willing to suffer the consequences of their actions. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and to take action to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and to take a stand against oppressive laws and governments. He also believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society, and that they should be willing to suffer the consequences of their actions. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and to take action to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and to take a stand against oppressive laws and governments. He also believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society, and that they should be willing to suffer the consequences of their actions. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and to take action to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and to take a stand against oppressive laws and governments. He also believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society, and that they should be willing to suffer the consequences of their actions. Thoreau also argues that individuals should be willing to sacrifice their own comfort and safety in order to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should be willing to put their own lives at risk in order to create a more just society. He also believes that individuals should be willing to put their own reputations at risk in order to create a more just society. Thoreau argues that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society, and that they should be willing to suffer the consequences of their actions. He believes that individuals should be willing to put their own lives at risk in order to create a more just society, and that they should be willing to put their own reputations at risk in order to create a more just society. Main idea number 13. The value of simplicity. Thoreau encourages individuals to live simply and to focus on the essentials of life. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau encourages individuals to live simply and to focus on the essentials of life. He argues that by living simply, individuals can avoid the distractions and complexities of modern life and instead focus on what is truly important. Thoreau believes that by living simply, individuals can find true contentment and peace. He writes, "Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. I say, let your affairs be as two or three, and not 100 or 1,000, instead of 1,000,000 count half a dozen, and keep your accounts on your thumbnail." Thoreau argues that by living simply, individuals can avoid the pitfalls of materialism and consumerism. He believes that by living simply, individuals can avoid the need to constantly acquire more and more possessions, and instead focus on what truly matters. He writes, "Our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify." Thoreau believes that by living simply, individuals can find true contentment and peace, and can focus on what is truly important in life. Thoreau's idea of the value of simplicity is still relevant today. In a world filled with distractions and complexities, it is important to remember the value of living simply and focusing on the essentials of life. By living simply, individuals can avoid the pitfalls of materialism and consumerism, and instead focus on what truly matters. Thoreau's idea of the value of simplicity is a timeless reminder of the importance of living simply and focusing on what is truly important in life. Main idea number 14. The power of nature. Thoreau argues that individuals should take time to appreciate the beauty of nature, and to use it as a source of inspiration. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that individuals should take time to appreciate the beauty of nature and to use it as a source of inspiration. He writes, "I believe that there is a subtle magnetism in nature, which, if we unconsciously yield to it, will direct us aright. It is not indifferent to us which way we walk. There is a right way, but we are very liable from heedlessness and stupidity to take the wrong one. We would fain take that walk, never yet taken by us through the world, which is perfectly symbolical of the path which we love to travel in the interior and ideal world, and sometimes, no doubt, we find it difficult to choose our direction, because it does not yet exist distinctly in our idea." Thoreau's words emphasize the power of nature to guide us in our lives. He suggests that if we take the time to observe and appreciate the beauty of nature, it can provide us with a source of inspiration and direction. He believes that nature has a subtle magnetism that can lead us in the right direction, if we are open to it. By taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature, we can gain insight into our own lives and find the path that is right for us. Main idea number 15. The importance of education. Thoreau encourages individuals to educate themselves and to think critically about the world around them. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau emphasizes the importance of education. He encourages individuals to educate themselves and to think critically about the world around them. Thoreau believes that education is the key to understanding the complexities of life and to making informed decisions. He argues that education is essential for citizens to be able to make informed decisions about their government and to be able to participate in the democratic process. He also believes that education is necessary for individuals to be able to think for themselves and to make their own decisions. Thoreau argues that education is the foundation of a free society. He believes that an educated citizenry is essential for a healthy democracy. He argues that education is the only way to ensure that citizens are able to make informed decisions about their government and to be able to participate in the democratic process. He also believes that education is necessary for individuals to be able to think for themselves and to make their own decisions. Thoreau also believes that education is essential for individuals to be able to understand the complexities of life. He argues that education is the only way to gain knowledge and to be able to make informed decisions. He believes that education is necessary for individuals to be able to think for themselves and to make their own decisions. He also believes that education is essential for individuals to be able to understand the complexities of life and to make informed decisions. In conclusion, Thoreau emphasizes the importance of education. He believes that education is essential for citizens to be able to make informed decisions about their government and to be able to participate in the democratic process. He also believes that education is necessary for individuals to be able to think for themselves and to make their own decisions. He argues that education is the foundation of a free society and is essential for individuals to be able to understand the complexities of life and to make informed decisions. Main idea number 16. The necessity of action. Thoreau argues that individuals should take action to oppose injustice and should not be complacent in the face of oppression. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be complacent in the face of oppression. He believes that it is the duty of citizens to take action against injustice, and that inaction is a form of complicity. He states, "It is not a man's duty, as a matter of course, to devote himself to the eradication of any, even the most enormous wrong. He may still properly have other concerns to engage him, but it is his duty, at least, to wash his hands of it, and, if he gives it no thought longer, not to give it practically his support." Thoreau believes that individuals should not be passive in the face of injustice, but should actively oppose it. He argues that it is not enough to simply be aware of the wrongs that are occurring in the world, but that individuals must take action to oppose them. He states, "If the injustice is part of the necessary friction of the machine of government, let it go, perchance it will wear smooth, certainly the machine will wear out. But if it is of such a nature that it requires you to be the agent of injustice to another, then, I say, break the law. Let your life be a counter-friction to stop the machine." Main idea number 17. The role of the press. Thoreau argues that the press should be used to spread awareness of injustice and to encourage people to take action against it. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that the press should be used to spread awareness of injustice and to encourage people to take action against it. He believes that the press should be a tool for the people to use to fight against oppressive governments and unjust laws. Thoreau argues that the press should be used to inform the public of the truth and to expose the lies and deceptions of those in power. He believes that the press should be used to challenge the status quo and to promote change. He also believes that the press should be used to inspire people to take action and to stand up for their rights. Thoreau argues that the press should be used to spread knowledge and to educate the public. He believes that the press should be used to inform people of the facts and to help them make informed decisions. He also believes that the press should be used to encourage people to think critically and to challenge the status quo. He believes that the press should be used to inspire people to take action and to fight for justice. Thoreau's views on the role of the press are still relevant today. The press is still a powerful tool for spreading awareness of injustice and for inspiring people to take action. The press can be used to inform the public of the truth and to expose the lies and deceptions of those in power. The press can also be used to challenge the status quo and to promote change. The press can be used to educate the public and to inspire people to take action and to stand up for their rights. Main idea number 18. The need for solidarity. Thoreau encourages individuals to come together in solidarity to oppose injustice and to create a more just society. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that individuals must come together in solidarity to oppose injustice and to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not be complacent in the face of injustice, but should actively resist it. He argues that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and that they should be willing to take a stand against it. He also believes that individuals should be willing to sacrifice their own comfort and safety in order to fight for justice. Thoreau argues that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society. He argues that individuals should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and that they should be willing to take a stand against it. He also believes that individuals should be willing to sacrifice their own comfort and safety in order to fight for justice. Thoreau's call for solidarity is an important reminder that individuals must come together in order to create a more just society. He believes that individuals should not be complacent in the face of injustice, but should actively resist it. He argues that individuals should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that individuals should be willing to take risks in order to create a more just society. He also believes that individuals should be willing to sacrifice their own comfort and safety in order to fight for justice. Thoreau's call for solidarity is an important reminder that individuals must come together in order to create a more just society. Main idea number 19. The power of the people. Thoreau argues that the people have the power to create change, and that they should use it to oppose injustice. In his essay, Civil Disobedience, Henry David Thoreau argues that the people have the power to create change and should use it to oppose injustice. He believes that the people should not be passive in the face of injustice, but should actively resist it. He argues that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the government. He believes that the people should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and that they should use their collective power to create change. He believes that the people should not be afraid to take action, even if it means breaking the law. He believes that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that the people should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and that they should use their collective power to create a better world. Thoreau argues that the people have the power to create change, and that they should use it to oppose injustice. He believes that the people should not be passive in the face of injustice, but should actively resist it. He argues that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the government. He believes that the people should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and that they should use their collective power to create change. He believes that the people should not be afraid to take action, even if it means breaking the law. He believes that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that the people should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and that they should use their collective power to create a better world. Thoreau's argument is that the people have the power to create change, and that they should use it to oppose injustice. He believes that the people should not be passive in the face of injustice, but should actively resist it. He argues that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the government. He believes that the people should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and that they should use their collective power to create change. He believes that the people should not be afraid to take action, even if it means breaking the law. He believes that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that the people should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and that they should use their collective power to create a better world. Thoreau's argument is that the power of the people is a powerful force for good, and that it should be used to oppose injustice. He believes that the people should not be passive in the face of injustice, but should actively resist it. He argues that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the government. He believes that the people should not be afraid to speak out against injustice, and that they should use their collective power to create change. He believes that the people should not be afraid to take action, even if it means breaking the law. He believes that the people should not be afraid to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against the majority. He believes that the people should not be afraid to challenge the status quo, and that they should use their collective power to create a better world. Main idea number 20. The value of freedom. Thoreau argues that freedom is a fundamental right, and that individuals should strive to protect it. That government is best which governs least is the famous maxim of Henry David Thoreau. He believed that freedom was a fundamental right, and that individuals should strive to protect it. He argued that government should not interfere in the lives of its citizens, and that it should only intervene when absolutely necessary. He believed that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and to live their lives as they see fit. He argued that freedom was essential for the development of the individual and for the progress of society. He argued that freedom was the foundation of democracy and that it should be protected at all costs. Thoreau argued that freedom was a fundamental right, and that individuals should strive to protect it. He argued that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and to live their lives as they see fit. He argued that freedom was essential for the development of the individual and for the progress of society. He argued that freedom was the foundation of democracy and that it should be protected at all costs. He argued that individuals should be free to think and express their opinions without fear of retribution or censorship. He argued that individuals should be free to pursue their own paths and to make their own decisions without interference from the government. Thoreau argued that freedom was a fundamental right, and that individuals should strive to protect it. He argued that freedom was essential for the development of the individual and for the progress of society. He argued that freedom was the foundation of democracy and that it should be protected at all costs. He argued that individuals should be free to think and express their opinions without fear of retribution or censorship. He argued that individuals should be free to pursue their own paths and to make their own decisions without interference from the government. He argued that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and to live their lives as they see fit.